بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. An Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Qurad رضي الله تعالى عنه قال توزأ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما عبد الرحمن بن أبي قرد رضي الله تعالى عنه says on one occasion نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم performed wudu فأخذ أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وضوءه The companions of نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم They started collecting the wudu water of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either the remaining water of the wudu of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or either the water that were dripping from the Mubarak limbs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were collecting that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed this, and he asked them a question, مَا يَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَى هَذَا What motivates you to do this? Why are you doing this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew fairly well that they're doing it out of love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them the question to teach them and to educate them on the reality of love. So they responded to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Hubbullahi wa Rasooli. We are only doing this out of love for Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then responded, Man sarrahu ay yuhibba Allah wa Rasoola wa yuhibbuhu Allah wa Rasoolu fal yastuq haditha wal yu'atti amanata wal yuhsin jara. Aw kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if anybody wishes to love Allah and His Rasul, and he wants to see the reaction of that love, wherein Allah and the Rasul also love him, then he should do three things. Speak the truth. Second, anybody entrusted amanat by you, fulfill and execute that amanat. And the third, be good to your neighbor. The last part of the hadith is in his place. But in this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us an important principle of love. There are two things. One is emotion and the other is action. Love is everything about emotion. It's an expression of love. But love is not confined to emotion. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that convert, translate, change that emotion into action. Love is not only about emotion. It is also about doing things and responding positively to the dictates of love. If a person only says to someone, I love you, I love you, I love you, and he doesn't fulfill the dictates of the love, that is not true love. If the husband have to tell to his wife with every word of love in the dictionary, I love you. He brings no bread in the house, he brings no milk in the house. Eid occasions come, he doesn't give her any gifts. But he tells to her, be rest assured, I love you. And this is going to carry on for a long period of time. If she don't kick him out of the house, she'll walk out of the house. Love is something where it need to be translated from emotion into action. And this is a very important aspect. Don't just confine your love to a verbal proclamation. Translate it into action. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي Ponder upon this verse. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people, If you people truly love me, love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that is an emotional expression. I love Allah. But even Allah says, don't confine yourself to a verbal proclamation and just make an emotional statement. Translate it into action. Fattabi'uni. Now, do something in action. Follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow my sunnah. Allama Shabir Ahmad Osmani rahmatullah alayhi. He says, when I was studying the Quran, tafsir of the Quran, commentary of the Quran, I had a scholarly question on this particular ayat. When you study the entire Quran Kareem, you would observe that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks more about other prophets than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's more discussion about Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. There's more discussion about other prophets. Relatively, there's lesser discussion in the Quran Kareem about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had this scholarly question that in love, the lover speaks about the beloved most. Why is it that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala spoke more about the other prophets in relation to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest prophet. He said, I thought, pondered, reflected, turned to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to inspire me with the answer. And then Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala guided me to this ayat of the Quran Kareem. And he says that if you ponder in this ayat, that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that that person who follows one sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he becomes beloved to Allah. So what is the maqam of that particular personality whose one action leads a person to a love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? What can you tell about that personality himself? Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during the 6th year after Hijrat, when Sulah Hudaybiyah took place, and Uthman radiallahu ta'ala was sent as a representative of the Muslims to negotiate terms and conditions with the disbelievers of Makkatul Mukarramah. He was most beloved to the people of Makkatul Mukarramah in relation to anyone else. So when he went there, he was received by the family people. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala was wearing a lungi that was halfway his shin. So family people told him, we are going to now take you to our representatives, and they have a habit of wearing their lower garment further way down the shin. So just to be in common terms with them, why don't you lower your garment so that you're in common terms with them? So Uthman radiallahu gave a very thought-provoking answer. Remember, it was a politically related situation. It was a situation that was charged with so many complexities. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he could have considered that now I need them to come in common terms with us. Let me dress like them. Let me follow the advice of my family people. His one simple answer was, Hakaza izratu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That this is how is the lungi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. This is how he wear his garment. So I'm not going to change on that. In one hadith, which is in Shama'il Tirmizi, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was invited by a tailor for meals. The tailor prepared a dish which was made up of meat pieces and kaddu, what we call calabash. So Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that he observed how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was actually picking the kaddu, the calabash, from that container, and he was eating it. He was relishing it and he was eating it. See, before that, I was not fond of kaddu and calabash. But when I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being so fond of calabash, this very act of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the fondness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that had an impact on me, and I now started loving kaddu and calabash. This is what we saw, love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, he was giving a talk among the women. And he mentioned this incident, this hadith of Anas radiallahu ta'ala. He gave the talk and he finished. Sometimes when you give the talk, you narrate certain things and then it goes out of your mind.
He went home. He noticed his wife prepared a dish of kaddu and calabash. First day. Fine. Second day, same kaddu. Third day, same kaddu. Calabash. So he approached his wife. That, is this the only dish you have? Every day are we going to eat this? She said, I attended your bayan in which you quoted the hadith of Anas radiallahu ta'ala. Maulanashwari Thanvi rahmatullah mentioned, when I heard this answer from my wife, I got a shock. How sensitive my wife is on practicing on the sunnah, and where am I, the very person to narrate the hadith? Say, I took out 3 days. 3 days of my life, 3 days I took out to examine my life, to what extent am I practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the very important aspect. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned that man hafidha sunnati, that person who practices on the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akramahu Allahu bi arba. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will honor him with 4 things. Al-muhabba fi qulubil barara. First and foremost, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will put the love, put his love in the heart of the pious people, the sulaha, the naik people, pious people. They observe him that he's sensitive to the sunnah. And it's only a person that is mukhlis, a person that is true to his deen, person that is true to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, walhayba fi qulubil fajara. The impact of the sunnah is such that it creates awe in the hearts of the enemies. One person practicing on the sunnah and one person open transgress and violation, violates the law of the sharia. So the effect of the sunnah will be that it will have an impact and create awe in the heart of the person who violates the sharia. And the third benefit of practicing on the sunnah is wasi'atu fir rizq. There will be plentiful in his rizq, there will be barakah in his rizq. And the fourth was thiqatu fid deen. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make this person firm on his deen by practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll just give you one example and I will terminate with that. And I gave this example in many places. One person, he wants to sew a kurta. He goes to a tailor and he gives his kurta as a sample to the tailor. And he tells the tailor that I want you to sew my kurta just like this, this sample. When you go and fetch that kurta, you put it on, you see that it's not exactly a kind of sample that was presented to a tailor. Either it is tight-fitting, or either it is too loose, or maybe there's one sleeve is bigger, one sleeve is smaller, or one is broader. Even if there's a slight change from the sample, we are so sensitive, our bodies are so sensitive to the clothing that we wear, so you'll get very upset with the tailor. You probably won't even pay him. You'll get angry and upset with him. We are so sensitive with our sample of kurta that we give to a tailor, yet we are so insensitive to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is something that's supposed to be everything of our lives. So Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Don't only proclaim and say that I'm the lover of Allah, I'm the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm the ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Convert and translate that into action. And that is by following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad, if you proclaim, you claim that you love Allah, then with every dawah there must be a dalil. With every claim there must be a proof. You need to substantiate. And the proof for that is, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, follow the sunnah. The benefit of that will be, there'll be a response. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Now Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will love you. You follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reaction will be, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive your guna, Allah will forgive your sins. Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. Allah is more forgiving, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is most merciful. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to practice on the mubarak sunnat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.